This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado Springs is facing some pushback on how it wants to spend federal COVID relief money. CPR's Dan Boy says that includes millions of dollars for the new U.S. Olympic and Paralympic Museum.
The $90 million museum came in over budget when it opened last year during the pandemic. Still, museum communications chief Peter Meyuro says the organization spent between $3 and $4 million more than expected because of COVID, and they're hoping to recoup those costs from Colorado Springs. The city hasn't decided whether it will give the museum the money. Dan Boyce, CPR News.
A nursing program at a Colorado community college has just received national accreditation. Officials hope the designation will help fill the state's demand for qualified nurses. CPR's Jenny Brundine has more.
Front Range Community College received the accreditation for a program that lets registered nurses with an associate's degree or students enrolled in a nursing program to finish their bachelor's at the college. Many hospitals now require nurses to have a bachelor's. Colorado has an annual shortage of 500 nurses. That's expected to grow to 4,500 nurses in 3 years. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
A change in state law affects child care providers. The state will soon make public any cease and desist orders it issues against providers. That's meant to make it easier for parents to find out if a center is operating illegally. The state is also setting aside money to help companies set up on-site daycare for employees and support daycare centers for low-income families. This is CPR News.